little bit about Deep Dean Wood?
Right, I've been in Deep Dean Wood since about last January, I expect. And I think, from what I was told, it was planted in about 1983. Probably should have been coppiced before, just because the quality of it. So it was planted and never looked after. So it's really, really bad.
Mm.
And there's not very much decent straight stuff in it for any fencing work or anything like that. So it's not like leaving stuff. So it's not, it's actually a bit overstood and squirrel damaged and a bit. So it's in desperate need of being coppiced properly. If it had been looked after, 25 years, something like that, there would have been nice, good quality stuff that could have been harvested and would have been a much better financial crop.
And what would it have been sold and harvested for?
Chestnut mainly would go for chestnut fencing. So it would either go for paling, picket fencing, stuff like that. And that would be its main crop. And then anything that was left that wasn't very good would then go for firewood.
Mm.
Whereas it's sort of the other way round on this lot, whereas I'm actually filling it mostly for firewood because of its condition, and then anything that's reasonably decent will be used, for cleaving. So otherwise, yeah, it's a bit round the wrong way on this bit because it hasn't been looked after. But once it's done, then good quality coppice will come back up. And then the whole lot start again.
What's it like when you're coppicing a kind of over mature?
Yeah, it doesn't particularly come down very nicely. Doesn't fell that nicely because it's all got a lot of a tangle. You've got to try and work your way into it to make a space to be able to bring stuff down. And it all likes to get pretty nicely hung up and all that sort of stuff. So it's a bit of a pain because there's a lot of squirrel damage in here, which often means that they chew the top out, so you'll then have a branch which will then become the main leader, which will go off at almost a right angle towards the tree by the side of it.
What we're looking at on some of these.
Exactly. So okay. So what happens is when you come to fell them, rather than wanting to go down between the other trees, they're just entangled in between branches of the next tree or the one next to it. So yeah. But otherwise it's fairly similar to felling, anything really.
Are you coppicing to create space in between?
Yeah.
So you're taking whole trees out?
Taking whole trees out. On this particular patch, I'm doing something which is called coppice with standards, which means that you coppice majority of it down to the ground, and then you leave, as you can see on this top patch here, there's about 6-7 straight trees, which are try and pick, this is difficult on this patch, but trying to pick the nicest, straightest trees to go up as seed trees, so that you get, because it'll be a little while before any of the coppice starts producing abundance of chestnuts. And then, so you leave those to go up, and also it means then that you don't open the entire place up as you would with clear fell, which then means that the wind can get in and cause, serious damage to the outer edges. So yeah, and also leave those, which not only do they produce seed, but they also, because of their height, they then draw some of the coppice up as well, the new growth up, and it also creates some of the natural tier system, which naturally you would have in a wild wood, sort of on the boundary, you would sort of have on the outside, you'd have sort of like bramble type sort of bit. Then you go up and then you have sort of thorn and mixed in with damson and other bits of stuff. And then getting further up, you would then have your smaller, colonised trees. So you'd have, your birch and stuff like that. And it basically banks up until you get into the woods when you get your bigger mature trees. So it creates a shelter belt all the way around it, basically. Mm.
Which helps prevent wind damage.
Yeah, prevents the wind, prevents too much invasion of deer if they're about, and also the natural, it's more really to do than like the natural balance of, so you get you get your ground nesting birds down in the on the outer edges, then and then working in as well as all the other various bits of wildlife and stuff that roost and live and feed in different you know, different size of trees and things like that.